Sefer Talmud 10.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, page 228 in Hebrew, Chapter 3, Adam 9.
Why are you waiting, please?
So again, page 228, Item 9. Three bechinot orot. One, itpashtut alef da'akudim from pe to tabur. Two, the reshimot that remain from this itpashtut alef, which is rachamim. Three, the levels of the or chozer that extend from the ma'atzil, from the emanator, during the histelkut, departure of the orot, which is din. It turns out that there are three bechinot of orot here. The first is the first or among all of them, called akudim. They descended and expanded from the pe outwardly and down to the tabur. The second or is the or reshimo that the first or left of that or itself that came through yosher, and it is rachamim. The third or is or chozer, reflected light, and it is the or that extends from the ma'atzil, the emanator, to the sefirah, and extends when the orot ascended and returned upward from below. This or is din, judgment, since it is drawn through the achoraim. Again, item 9 above. Three bechinot orot. One, itpashut aleph, the first expansion, the akudim from pe to tabur. Two, the reshimot that remain from this first expansion, itpashut aleph, which is rachamim. Three, the levels of the or chozer that extend from the ma'atzil, from the emanator, during the departure of the orot, which is din. It turns out that there are three bechinot of orot here. The first is the first or among all of them, called akudim. It descended and expanded from the pe outwardly and down to the tabur. The second or is the or reshimo that the first or left of that or itself that came through yosher, and it is rachamim. The third or is or chozer, and it is the or that extends from the ma'atzir, from the emanator to the sefirah, and extends when the orot ascended and returned upward from below. This or is din, since it is drawn through achoraim. Item 20, inner light, relates to and they expanded from pe outwardly and below. Meaning the first itpashtut, the first expansion, when the zivug dehaka'a on bechinat dalet emerged, kol pe, which is bechinat malchut derosh. After that, this malchut expanded into 10 sefirot from her and within her, down to her malchut. These 10 sefirot are called guf. And Malchut the Guf is called Tabur. And the 10 Sefirot of this Rosh and Guf were at the level of Keter. Item 3, or Pnimi, relates to this is the Or of Reshimo, which the first light left. See the Rav, the Ari's words, who wrote that two lights remained after the Histalkut of the first expansion. One, the Or that remains of the Or Yashar. Two, Or Av, the coarse light, meaning Or Chozer, that has been emptied of the Or Yashar, it clothed during it Pashtut Aleph, the first expansion, remained below, and it's Avyut, coarseness, manifested. This Or Av is the Kelim, and the Or Zach, the pure light that remained from the Or Yashar, is called Reshima. This Reshima remained clothed within the Or Av.
Item
40.
I recommend reading not Or Av, but Or Av, meaning the coarse light. Don't read according to the grammar, but according to what Kabbalists intended. Maybe read it again.
Again, item 3, Or Pnimi, relates to the Reshimot that the first Or left. See, there is words above who wrote that two or two lights remained after the Histalkut, departure of Itpashtut Aleph. One, the Or that remains of the Or Yashar. Two, the Or Av, coarse light, meaning Or Chozer that has been emptied of the Or Yashar it clothed during the first expansion, Itpashtut Aleph, and remained below, and its Aviyut manifested. This Or Av is the Kelim, and the Or Zach that remained from the Or Yashar is called Reshima. This Reshima remained clothed within the Or Av. Item 40, inner light, relates to and extended while the lights rose and returned. Ascended implies this Zakhut, purification from the Aviyut, coarseness, in order to come to Ishtavut Zorah, equivalence of form with its upper one, namely the emanator. Return implies histalkut, departure of the Or after its expansion, regarded as returning to its root. It is said, Or that extends from the Ma'atzil to the Sefirah and extends when the Orot ascended and returned upward, it refers to the Or Elyon, the upper light extended by the Zivug de Haka'ah during the Hizdakhut of the Masach and its coming into the degrees of the path of its Hizdakhut. At that time, the levels gradually diminish until it is completely purified and equalizes its form with the Ma'atzil, meaning Malchut de Rosh. This issue is always called the ascent of the Orot to the Ma'atzil, to the emanator, and remember that.
If there are questions, please. But as close to the text as possible.
He writes in Adam 20, Inner Light, that 10 Sefirot of Rosh and Guf were in the level of Keter. What does it mean that they were in the level of Keter?
Let's say he's talking about Galgalta. From there he begins to tell us about the expansion of the lights and the vessels. The degree of Keter can be interpreted according to Aviyut, coarseness, or the height of the light. Keter, it's also a problem. In Galgalta, we attend Keter, we attend the light of Nefesh, smallest light. The degree of Keter, we attain until the lights expand to the upper bone, and then Keter attain the light, the degree to its fullest. So we're not going to insist on it.
Tzvi. He says that the Or that extends from the emanator to the Sefirah while the Orot ascended and returned and the upper light, what does it mean that the ascend and return, that the lights ascended and returned?
During the purification of the light, when the screen rises from Tabo to Pe, there are many lights that ascend and return as the light departs from the Parzuf. And at the same time, during the purification of the screen, we get coupling of striking in all the degrees Dalet, Ket, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shosh, and in every state like that, where you have a Zivug, a coupling, as a result of the coupling, the light that expands from above down, although the general direction is all from below up. That means that the lights ascend and return in such a way.
And then it says that the upper light extends through Zivug Deka during the purification of the Masach, and in the degrees on its purification, the degrees diminish until it completely purifies and equalizes its form with the emanator.
Yeah, from Tabor, where the screen rises from Dalet of Aviyut to Gimel, performs the coupling of striking, then the light from this coupling, from the Sivug, from Aviyut Gimel goes down to Bchina Dalet, then it's purified to degree Bet, and from Bet it goes down to Gimel, and then when it goes up to Aleph, from Aleph it goes to Bet, and then when it goes to Shorosh, and they return back to the Pe of Rosh, meaning go back to the emanator.
Purifying. What purifies here?
What causes the purification?
Yeah.
Bitush Pnimu Makif, the striking of the inner light and surrounding light. The Parzuf made a coupling of striking. Zivug Daka filled itself with light of Chokhmah from Peh to Tabu. And then in Tabu, it felt a pressure from the surrounding light to receive more. To receive more is impossible. He can't. Otherwise, it would be in order to receive. So necessarily, he has to be purified. And he's purified. And in the process of purification, now we learn how he's going from Daled to Gimel to Bet to Aleph to Shosh until it goes back to Pe. Okay?
Hello, Rav. He writes here in item 10, two lights that remained after the departure of the first expansion. It means Tagin and Otiot, when the Reshimov, the clothing of the light, and Reshimov.
Yes, two lights remain. I want to add that coarseness, aviut, is also light. Those are lights. One set of lights compared to the other work as light and vessel. So the vessel is also light. What does it mean? It gives us a feeling of deficiency. Only the light gives us the feeling of deficiency. And light gives us the feeling of fulfillment. Next, please.
I want to ask about the connection between Reshimo and Rachamim.
There's Din Rachamim, judgment and mercy. We talk about it in a relative manner. Of course, they both work in order to arrange the created being, so you'll be able to discover more of the gap between Din and Rachamim. Rashimo of Rachamim is Rashimo of light. Rashimo of Din is Rashimo from the vessel.
It means that Rachamim, the mercy of the Creator upon us, is a light.
No. We're studying tests.
This is from what we just read.
Yeah, it's from what we read, but not in such a way that the Creator on us, we on Him. No, now we're studying the text. We just want to know what's written. Mechanically, simply. Not that you want to transfer it to emotions.
It speaks here of two lights, pure and coarse light, and when they purify, Reshimo and Kelim are being created. Can you explain the difference between the pure light and the coarse light? This is not one zivug that is created in Peh, in Keter, which comes down and purifies. There are two lights here, so
we have to open the definition of the words and of this part and learn what is the coarse light and pure light. Let's open it and read it. Let's learn how to study tests. Please.
You
found it?
Page 276 in Hebrew. Question 5. What is a coarse and what is coarse light? The answer is in page.
התשובה בעמוד רש עין וב, כן? אותי, שאלה היי, מהו אור אב וגס?
What is O, Av, and Coarse. After the departure of the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar, from the 10 Sefirot, the Or Chozer that clothed them, the Or Chozer remained below as Or Av and Coarse. As they are empty of Or, then their Aviut, coarseness, appears, and they become distinguished as a Kli. However, before the Or Yashar departs from the Or Chozer, they are seemingly mixed in one another. Again, what is O Av in course? Question 5. After the departure of the 10 Sefirot de Or Yashar from the 10 Sefirot de Or Chozer that clothed them, the Or Chozer, the returning light, remained below as Or Av in course, as they are empty of Or. Then their Aviut, coarseness, appears, and they become distinguished as a Kli. However, before the Or Yashar departs from the Or Chozer, they are seemingly mixed in one another.
Okay, it's clear, right? By the coupling of striking, Zivuk Daka and Peh of Rosh, the direct light closed in the reflected light in the Rosh of the Patsuf, and then from it and within it, it expands in the goof of the Patsuf, it reaches Tabu, by striking, Bitush Pnimu Makif, striking of inner and surrounding light, it decided to purify, and it started to get purified from Tabu to Peh, and gradually the screen rises and is purified and loses the inner light, meaning the direct light departs to the Rosh, and the reflected light remains in the goof. And this reflected light that remains is called the Kli, a vessel. What does it mean? That effort, that intention that the created being had to bestow, and it did it, and succeeded in something, after it decided to be purified from that state, became a vessel for the next Pratzuf. That became the coarse light. Next.
So, item 10, page 229 in Hebrew. A fourth Or is born out of the Bitush of the Or Reshimot and Or Chozer on one another, called Nitzotzot, sparks. There is indeed a fourth Or born of the aforementioned Orot. The third Or, called Or Chozer, extends and descends downward to shine in the Sefirah. And it hits the second Or, called Reshimo, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature, for one is Or Yashar, direct light, and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chozer, reflected light, and Din, judgment. Hence, they strike and beat on each other, especially since the Or of Reshimo wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first Or. Although it does not actually ascend, as the Reshimo remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the Or Chozer descends downward, and as they are of opposite nature, they beat on each other, for there is no beating and striking but when the Orot are diverse in nature. Then, through their beating on each other, they beget nitzotzot, sparks of light, as Or Chozer, being Din, which is worse than the Or of Reshimo, which is Rachamim. These nitzotzot, these sparks, are the fourth Or we have mentioned. Again, item 10.
We learned about it also in Pticha, in the preface. There are many drawings on it. I can't draw here for the time being. So what's happening? That light that is rising from Tabu to Peh performs these zivugim, these couplings along the way in all levels, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. And in each state where it rises, it performs a zivug on the new state, on the light each time from the zivug in the new state, let's say on the degree of Bet, in the middle of the goof of the Patsuf, when he performed the coupling of striking, that light descends and fills the toch of the Patsuf as much as it can, according to the new vessels. The vessels are created during the purification of the light. And then the reflected light goes down and fills those vessels, and there are again strikings, because then the reflected light goes back down into the vessel that has a desire in Reshimo. It hits the Reshimo, and then it expels the Reshimo. This is called Tagin on Alaotiot, crowns on the letters. And then it enters this vessel, and it is in it until it rises to a higher degree. And then that zivug, that coupling, disappears. Let's say on the degree bet, as it, when it goes to degree aleph, then the reflected light goes down, doesn't go down from bet to gimel, and the tagin, those crowns on the letters, return again to the light, to into their vessel.
So again, item 10 above. A fourth or is born out of the bitush of the or Shimot and or Chozer on one another, called Nitzotzot, sparks. There is indeed the fourth or born of the aforementioned orot. The third or, called or Chozer, reflected light, extends and descends downward to shine in the Sfira, and hits the second or, called Reshimo, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature, for one is Or Yashar, direct light, and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chozer, reflected light, and Din. Hence, they strike and beat on each other, especially since the Or of Reshimo wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first Or. Although it does not actually ascend, as the Reshimo remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the Or Chozer descends downward. And as they are of opposite nature, they beat on each other, for there is no beating and striking, but when the Orot are diverse in nature. Then, through their beating on each other, they beget nitzotzot, sparks of or, as or chozer, being din, which is worse than the or of reshimo, which is rachamim. These nitzotzot are the fourth or we have mentioned. Adam 50, or pnimi, inner light, relates to extends and descends below to shine in the sfira. As the Ari has said, the degrees relate to each other as father to sons. Hence, during the ascent of the Oro to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, when Masach de Bchinat Daled had been purified to Bchinat Gimel, there was a Zivug in Bchinat Gimel, and Bchinat Daled remained emptied of her Oro. At that time, Bechina Gimel bestows upon Bechina Daled of her Heara, illumination of the Zivug. Afterwards, when Bechina Gimel purifies to Bechina Bet, and the Zivug is in Bechina Bet, Bechina Gimel remains emptied of Or. And Bechina Bet bestows her Heara, her illumination, from the Zivug upon Bechina Gimel, and so on similarly. From the perspective of the Hamshacha, the extension of the lights, Bechina Daled is regarded as Keter, and Bechina Gimel as Chochma. However, from the perspective of the Kelim themselves, it is the opposite. Bechina Gimel is regarded as Anpin, and Bechina Daled as Malchut. Because Bechina Daled is emptied of Or, only the Kelim themselves are distinguished here. It is the same for all of them. It is written, the third Or, called Or Chozer, extends and descends downward to shine in the Sfira. The third or refers to the or of the levels that emerge during its purification. That or, Nimshach, extends and descends below the place of the Zivug as well, to shine for the Sefira below her. We've already said that when the Zivug is in Bechina Bet, the Heara, the illumination of the Zivug, extends to the Sefira below her, namely Bechina Gimel, which is empty of light. It is known that the Orot left Reshimot in the Sefirot after their departure from there. Thus, when the illumination of the Zivug, the Bechina Bet, extends to Bechina Gimel, it meets the Or of her Reshimot. It is said, and hits the second Or, called Reshimo, which remains below. It means that Or Zivug in the upper Bechina, Nimshach, extends and descends to the lower Bechina, which is emptied of her Or, and meets the Reshimo there. The Ari will henceforth refer to that Or that descends from the illumination of the Zivug downward as the descending Or Chozer. Item 60.
Questions, please. If you have it.
The Reshimo, is it something constant? Can we influence it? I see that everything here is Reshimo. So what is that Reshimo?
Reshimo is that light that was inside the kli, the vessel. But we call it Reshimo because it's not enough in order to act within the kli, within the vessel. Well, there needs a certain awakening, something that will activate it. And that's why it's called Reshimo.
Can I influence it?
Reshimo is something that is left in the vessel after the departure of the light from it. But what is the meaning of departure of light? The light is there, but it's now not in actuality in there.
I understand that this Reshimo is the dominant part of the entire system.
Of course.
So can we influence it somehow? This is something I can influence as a result of something?
On the Reshimo?
Can I change them? You said not to get into feelings, but can you get into changing the Reshimo, or is it something predetermined and you can change it at all? That's the question.
We can change those relationships between lights and vessels, screens, degrees of coarseness, and of course Reshimo, by our actions. It's all given to us.
So, we can change the whole thing of the Reshimo for our life, supposedly.
This is correct, but you can't do whatever you feel like it. Let's say you have a piano before you. You can play on it. You can't change the order of the, how do you call it, the keys. The keys. You can't change the order. But to extract a circle from them, something that you can do, go ahead. Anigun, I'm sorry, melody. The Reshimo. There are lights, sparks, vessels, screens, degrees of coarseness. Everything is arranged. As much as you can see that in every state you can use those parameters, please go ahead and use them. But you can't take whatever you feel like it from one place and do it in another place. I don't know. Whether you're working within the system, and with respect to that system, you are allowed to work according to its laws, then you come to the piano, you sit down, and you start to play. Then you can use this instrument in order to play. You can't change it however you want. There's an order between the notes. There are things that are already set. You can't change the order of the Tensfirot and the lights and vessels and so on. But to work in them, according to your screen, go ahead.
I want to act the best possible way for the sake of the matter of the quality of bestowal. So what am I supposed to do in order to try and change the regime for my own benefit, for the benefit of the matter of the quality of bestowal? What am I supposed to do in that direction, if you understand what I mean?
I got you, but I'm having problems answering you because what does it mean that I do it? You should do it. To do it in the best possible way means to look for the best way to find the biggest screen, acquire the biggest screen, and work with it to bestow contentment through the friends of the Creator. The friends and me are the Partsuf. The Creator is the Keter of the Partsuf, the tenth. And when each of us, from the point of Malchut, bestow to one another and to Him, this is our work.
So where is that point in the Reshimo that can change or can be better, or all of a sudden everything changes for the best?
Everything according to the laws that we are learning about. You can do whatever you feel like it.
I don't want to do whatever I feel like. What am I supposed to do so it will be the best result of this whole process with the Reshimo? What am I supposed to do?
In every state, if you try to perform actions towards the other and through him to the Creator, this is the best, the only best possible action you can do. That's it. And each time this action changes in quantity and in quality, in intensity.
So I can change my entire life because the Reshimo is the line of my life. Can I change it?
The Reshimo is life. We live accordingly.
So I can change the Reshimo, the faith of my life?
You can't change the Reshimo. You can play those Reshimo according to the screen that you're about to build. We are a result of the cascading of the lights from above downwards, and we rise from below upwards. So when we go from below up, we encounter the Reshimo and we realize them as much as possible. What do I mean as much as possible? Because in every degree that I'm rising through, I must unify all those lights and vessels and desires, all as one. I have to build a 10. In every degree I rise to, oh, a new degree, a new state. I have to build my 10 accordingly and from it to work, to act. That's how it works.
So this is the entire work in Kabbalah?
Yeah, there's nothing more. Whatever you learn there in the articles, here, you're learning it in Patsufim. Meaning it's like, you know, for lack of a better comparison, psychology. In psychology, you learn that these are desires, actions for good, for bad, a good feeling, a bad feeling. Here, you're learning it in a way that it works inside the soul. Like in physics. You rise, you descend, screens, Reshimo, but it's the same thing. It's simply two languages.
So I can really, really change my life.
My brother, why are you learning?
I didn't think I could control my life, my destiny.
Why else are you studying? Why was the wisdom given to you?
Can I change my faith? Can I change my destiny?
Of course, of course.
So you're telling me that I can actually change my destiny?
Why are you sitting here?
Because you say your faith is predetermined, you can change your life, and here you're telling me that in the study of the Ten Sefirot, that with my very hands I can change my faith, and that is the living proof for it.
But no, that by that you, in that you depend on others as well, and then you need to convince the others to be good to you. in order to change your destiny, your fate in your favor.
So it all depends on the ten, how I behave to them and they to me.
Okay, he's calmed down. Okay, one last question, and we go to the next part.
Why the light of the Zivug from the upper Bechina descends to its lower Bechina?
Why does it come down?
Yeah, it says that it comes down and that it meets the Reshimo.
Because the light fills the place where it can expand to, and that's why it fills the desire that was emptied. The light rides from below up, and then if I perform a zivug on a higher degree, the vessel below remains empty, and the light can go, can descend from the upper vessel to the lower vessel and fill it. So then it turns out that the lights from a lower vessel go down to a lower degree, but there they have space. So the gap between the light and the vessel, there are many phenomena, and all this gives us a feeling of the connection between the lights and the vessels. And all modes and manners that the light more than the vessel more than the light, and then we have the right relationships between the lights and the vessels. Ultimately, it's all built from them, from those two only. Okay, we will go to the next part. Please.
So, let's sing a song together first.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום ענולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה באיחוד הלבבות עד שמלה השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ בחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצב